So what's going on, man? So thanks for joining me today. You know, I'm gonna do a little series, man. I think I'm gonna call it my ride-alongs, you know what I mean? And in this particular series is just gonna be you riding along with me, and I'm just kind of talking and telling my thoughts and, you know, just sharing some things that's been on my mind lately. And this is actually how I do my podcast. So I was thinking that, you know, since I got a couple videos on YouTube, you know, maybe try to double use them. I don't know. We'll see. But I guess this could be like a process, or you could see the behind the scenes process of really like how I do my podcast. And this is basically it. You know, it's like, you know, nothing super special, but I just like to, you know, when I'm riding around, I like to think, man, and you know, a lot of thoughts come to my mind. So at the moment, I'm about to go to a friend's house, but you know, I just wanted to talk real quick about this whole idea of living with purpose, right? And, you know, having this purpose behind, you know, everything that you do, or having the intention with purpose, right, behind everything that you do, instead of just kind of, you know, I guess going about things and letting things happen accidentally, right? Being more intentional. And that's something that's kind of been on my mind lately. And so, you know, there's this book I'm reading right now. And I mean, this book, you know, it talks a lot about that. But it doesn't like dive like super deep into it, but it says just enough to like get the point across and really stick and resonate with you. But one of the things that the book was talking about was living your life with purpose, you know, and having a mission, having a goal, having something that you're striving towards. It's kind of interesting because last night I was sitting around and I was watching this documentary about soldiers who go to war, who fight in war, you know, and then they come back and trying to adjust back into, you know, civilian life, right? What they call it. And it's interesting that like right after I watched this documentary, like I read this part of the book, but one of the soldiers, or actually not one of them, a couple of them had alluded. They said, man, you know, I hate civilian life, right? And they were like, you know, when you're out on the field, you know, people got your back. You know, when you're out here in the world, you know, you just kind of, you know, you all alone, right? And another guy had pointed to the fact that in civilian life, that basically, you know, people kind of wander around aimlessly, you know. And he was saying how he missed having that, you know, that team, that unit, that goal, that purpose of why they were doing what they were doing, you know, going out there and being intentional, as opposed to, I guess, the rigmarole and the grind of everyday life, right? The mundane grind of everyday life. And, you know, it's kind of interesting in this, and right after I watched that documentary, I read this book, and the book was talking about having a purpose, you know, to your life. And the book's talking about building a business, but it was saying that you can't, you know, you can't build a business, you can't build anything if there's no purpose, right? It doesn't matter if it's a business, if you're building anything, you know, a mission, a goal, whatever, there has to be a purpose behind it. There has to be some reason that you're willing to put in the work. What's the purpose, right, behind, you know, what we're doing here? And it makes me think, it's, you know, living your life with intention, man, living your life with purpose, right? And actually, you know, being intentional, right, about the things that we do, about the things that we pursue in our lives, about, you know, living, quote unquote, right, our best life. You hear people say that all the time, right? Living, I want to live my best life, right? But, you know, in order to do that, we have to be intentional about it, you know? We have to, you know, really think about the things that we want out of our lives and just like go for it and, you know, dedicate our lives to that. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it's your life, you know? It's funny. I was on, you know, there's actually a spot right here, and I'm going to stop for a second. Quick second, and I'm going to get some video of it because I always thought this was like a dope little spot, and I just love the view from here. I wish it was a little bit later on at night, like kind of like that golden hour, but it's not. No worries. All right. But anyway, I was just talking to a buddy of mine, right? Take this camera with me. I was just talking to a buddy of mine. He's down in Texas, and you know, he was talking about coming back up to Jersey for a couple months. And he was, you know, after he comes up from Jersey, he's gonna move down to Mexico City. So yo, check this out. Tell me this don't look like, you know, like it's part of like a movie, something you would see like in a television scene, right? It's just like such a cool angle of like this neighborhood right here. So it's pretty bright out here. Got the shades. Check that. That looks cool though, right? That neighborhood looks so cool. Always wanted to get a picture, man. Always wanted to get a picture of that. All right. So anyway, he's talking about, you know, when he comes back from Texas, that he's gonna be, you know, coming back up to New Jersey for a little bit. And then after he comes up to Jersey, he's gonna try to do a little networking in New York. And after that, move out to Mexico City. And he's another, you know, he's a photographer. He does a lot of photography, you know, like me. I mean, he's awesome, dude, you know. I'm nowhere near his talent level. But yeah, man. So, you know, and I was asking him, I said, man, you know, why you want to do that? You know, what's the driving force? Like, what's the goal? Like, you know what I mean? What's, you know, I was asking him, hey, man, what's your next move? I think my door's open here. Yep. Excuse me. So I was asking him, man, like, you know, what's the next move, man? You know? And that's what he told me what it was, you know? And he was saying how he started to doubt himself. You know, he started to talk himself about it. And he was like, man, you know, I was thinking, like, why do I want to do that? You know, he's like, I'm down here. I'm in Texas. He's like, things are going good. You know, I'm finally getting to a point where I want to be. You know, I have clients. I got, you know, I guess income that's starting to feel more secure, right? If you're a freelancer, you know all about that. But, and he just wants to pick up and go and move out to Mexico City. And he told me, he said, man, you know, I thought to myself, like, I was talking myself out of it. And then I said, man, like, what do I want, like, out of my life? Like, what do I want to do with my life? You know what I mean? What do I want to experience in my life, you know? And that's such a powerful question. We got to ask ourselves that, you know, from time to time, like, hey, man, what do we want, you know, out of our lives, right? What do we want to experience out of our lives, right? You know? So, and go for that, man, you know, and it's like, you know, I got to give him credit, man, hats off to him, because, you know, that's not an easy thing for people to do, man. It's not an easy thing for people to just pick up and go and pack and move and, you know, do all this stuff, especially, you know, if you got family, if you got kids, if, you know, it could be anything, man, your job, your income, whatever the case may be, you know, and there's a lot of people out there who want to do a lot of things, man, and, you know, they just don't have the opportunity to. And I guess the real question kind of starts to come down to is that, you know, I always think to myself, like, okay, if these are the things that I want to do, you know, I might not have the same approach that he has, but if these are the things that I want to do, well, what do I have to do to see that I can do those things? You know what I mean? What does that look like? And how can I take steps to doing that? You know, and I think that's where it kind of comes down to. If you can visualize what you want and then you say, okay, what does that look like? What would it look like? What, you know? You know, you might say to yourself, man, I want to travel. You know, I want to, you know, work from home. I don't know. You might want to, you know, I don't know, anything. Start a business. You might want to, you know. I think travel is always a big one. People always want to travel. But so you think to yourself, like, okay, I want to travel, you know. So my thing is all right, like, if you want to travel, then, like, try to set up your life so that you can travel. You know, try to make your income so that you can get it remotely. And you don't have to go in and check in at an office or at a building from a certain time to a certain time. You know, that's a tough thing right there, man. People got to do that, you know. They got to be here at this time and be there at that time. You know, they can't really, you know, live their life the way that they want to live it. You know what I'm saying? Even, you know, but the next question is are they taking the steps forward, you know, to being able to do that? So, you know, I don't know. And I guess that's the question that we all got to ask ourselves is, are we taking those steps forward towards living the best life that we want to live, or towards living the life that we imagine that we live, that we want to live? Because, you know, I've given up on times and everything else, but, you know, what's her name? But sometimes it just be like that. So think about what you want, man, and go for it and live your best life and be purposeful. Live with purpose, man. So until next time, people.